A Bolton journalist is to be honoured as he joins graduating students. Clive Myrie, the award-winning journalist and BBC news anchor, will receive an honorary doctorate from Edgehill University. It comes a year after he was recognised by his hometown university, which also awarded him an honorary doctorate. He'll be awarded his second honorary doctorate of arts in a ceremony at the university, in recognition of his resilience and perseverance in bringing major news to the public. A passionate champion for equality, Clive has also been a vocal proponent of the importance of representation on screen in terms of both race and social class. He said, "It is a real honour and a privilege to receive the award of Honorary Doctor of Arts from Edgehill. It's a wonderful university of which I am proud to be a part." Clive, who in 30 years as a BBC journalist has reported from all over the world, was born and raised in Bolton as the son of Windrush generation parents from Jamaica. As a teenager in Bolton, with a paper round, his interest in news was sparked as he read newspapers from cover to cover. After graduating with a law degree from the University of Sussex, he joined the BBC's prestigious journalism training scheme and began his career in local radio in Bristol. It was not long before Clive moved to the radio and television newsroom in London and then on to a career as a foreign correspondent based all over the world. He's reported from almost 100 countries, covering stories of significant importance, including every US presidential election since 1996. He has won, amongst other accolades, the Royal Television Society Award for TV Journalist of the Year and Presenter of the Year, a Peabody Award for his reporting of the Rohingya Myanmar crisis, and the David Bloom Award for coverage of the Mexico's deadly drug gangs. He's also been nominated for 2 BAFTA awards and 2 Emmys. This comes after Clive was honoured by the University of Bolton last July as a Doctor of Social Science for his outstanding contribution to broadcasting, television and society.